This is an amazing journey that we have been on, and today is the completion class. Today's date is May 10th, 2017, of our spring cleaning with your spirit guides. We did it. Anybody smiling over there?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So we're going to start off with, as you can imagine, the grounding and centering. And what I'm going to ask you to do is the full protocol, because I really want you to become so, have that be so much integrated into how you do things, so that as day-to-day situations present themselves to you, you will remember either the entire protocol that you need to do quickly or maybe just one part of it. And it's only by doing it over and over and over again that it becomes an automatic autopilot reflex. So while you do that, go as far as you can before you call on the transmissions of grace, the way we've done in our membership calls. And then when you've done that, please say the word ready, and I will bring in my other spirit team, which is the powers of light, and I will direct them to each of you. But after, you tell me about your experience of the transmissions of grace. So I'll be quiet while you go ahead and go through that cycle, but I am, of course, right here.
Okay, I'm ready.
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 I'm not sure if you heard me, but I am ready.
Oh, I'm sorry, guys. I've been talking and my mute button went off. I'm so sorry. Thank you, Steve, for saying that. Yes, what I started to say was, let's go around the room, and each of you tell me your before and after. before you started your soul alignment and called in the transmissions of grace, and then after you did. Then we'll go into the next phase of working with spirit guides here. Who wants to go first?
Well, I'll jump right in there. You know, one part that I really like about this procedure is that, you know, getting in your head and cleaning it out. That, to me, for some reason, that's a powerful thing, because it just seems like when I do that with my power washer, a lot of gunk comes out, and I just,
yeah.
I really feel better after that. And then I've been getting that sort of image lately of calling in the transmissions and sort of seeing these, you know, energy bodies just surround me. And the feeling is just feel supported and just kind of comforted, you know, like supported and comforted. So that's what I felt.
Yes, beautiful. That seems to be the signature of their presence. Let's see what the others have to say. Thank you, Steve. Who'd like to go next? The before and after. But actually, Steve, first of all, I must tell you all, I am being filled with so much light that I'm spacey. So I may ask you to repeat something. I may not remember something. So just understand that that's what's going on with me. But, of course, I'm going to deliver a powerful class. It's just, it's coming more from, you know, not as close to the earth plane as, you know, usual. So, Steve, what did you say was your, before you activated the soul alignment?
Well, I felt a little unfocused, a little scattered. And so after that, it just sort of like a, brings in all my energies, you know, of course, calling my soul home. I feel much more grounded, focused, just much more present, because I was feeling kind of out of it a little bit before that.
Great. And so what is the feeling of being present? What? How does that feel emotionally?
Feeling present. Like the distractions are gone, and
mm-hmm.
I just feel calm and peaceful.
Yes, beautiful. Great. Okay, who wants to go next?
I can go. This is Barb.
Thank you.
The transmissions of grace come to me typically as a tingling that works up from my toes up through my body. And so the before is the lack of that. And then the after is the tingling. And it's I almost hold my breath in anticipation of the transmissions of grace, of the tingling, and wondering how far up my body it will go before I announce ready. So it's
now,
a welcome feeling.
Uh-huh. Now, do you ever notice that there is a correspondence with the location of the tingling, the pervasiveness of the tingling, versus something that might be bothering in your body, you know, like a pain or an ache or a tension or a cold hands, cold feet. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. Have you ever, let me just rephrase it, so or summarize it. So what would you say, if any, might be an association of the location of those tinglings with, if you have some sort of an issue?
I haven't noticed anything particular in terms of aches and pains. I think my hands become colder.
Your hands become colder, is that what you just said?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. So what I would like you to do in the future is to do a session of healing for yourself, just healing, where you call in the transmissions of grace and you work with them on your hands being cold, because that means that there is some sort of blocked energy, and it can be unblocked. It may take a lot of time, it may take a short period of time, but that might be a really nice self-development project for you to work on that has nothing to do with goals, nothing to do with business, nothing to do with anything like that. It's just your own balance.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think about that?
I think it's good. We worked a long time ago on one foot that was cold and scaly, and that was quite effective and continues to be.
Uh-huh. Well, then you know exactly what I'm talking about then.
Yes.
Okay, beautiful. So please make a note of that, and you know, like, why don't you just give it a week whenever you feel ready to focus on that, and just let us know. You can let us know in the membership page, because we're all part of the membership there.
Mhm. Okay.
Great. All right. Who wants to go next? Before and after.
There you go. This is Irene.
Okay, hon.
I would say before, much like Steve said, scattered, unfocused, very tense. Like I can't seem to shake whatever it is. It's stress. And afterwards, I relaxed and calm.
What beautiful. Okay. That's very clear. Thank you. Okay, Mary, you're it, honey.
Yep, I'm it. So my before, I was scattered and anxious, and after, I felt grounded and supported, and my transmissions of grace, the light got brighter in the room, and the pink glow just enveloped me, and I felt held by this beautiful golden light.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful. Beautiful. Okay. Ain't it great? Really. What I'd like you to do now is take a moment and each of you ask for a particular gift to be given to you that would be the presence of grace making your life easier in a particular area of your life. So you want to make it specific, and you want to make it very important to you. And I'd like you to write it down on a piece of paper. I have so much energy running in me. How do I sound to you guys? Am I speaking clearly and everything?
Yeah, you're fine. You're fine.
Wow, I can't even feel the chair. Okay. So when you have a specific occurrence that is currently taking place in your life that you would like to have greater ease and gentleness and magic, those would be some of the ways I would describe grace to fill your life. Write it down and let me know, please, when you each have that. Oh, by the way, I'm just going to add one other thing to that. And this that you're writing down would be to you another kind of thing that you are doing spring cleaning on, meaning you're letting go of the obsolete and the unnecessary. So choose something that would fall into that camp. Does that make sense what I'm saying?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
So is this an attitude or is it a specific
anything.
Object? Okay.
Anything. It could be inner or outer. Inner world or outer world.
I got it.
Great. Thank you. Everybody have theirs? You need a little more time.
I got it.
Okay,
thank you.
Okay, great.
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay, good. So what we're going to do is something a little different than anything we've done before. And that is I'm now going to call in the powers of light. And I'm going to direct them to each of you separately. However, I believe my intuitive messaging that I'm receiving right now is that the space is still going to be very charged for all of your portals to that all of your portals will open even more to receive guidance either from them or the transmissions of grace or any other could be your soul. And what we're going to do right now is to have you state to your guidance, to your intuition. You can state it as whoever is there, who is here for my highest and best good, who is here to help me live my most fulfilling, successful soul purpose destiny. Please come into my awareness now through the permission of my gatekeeper. And just hold in your consciousness as I'm working with each of you separately, individually, hold in your consciousness the intention to receive information about this that you want to have filled with greater grace. Now, information falls into a lot of different camps. It falls into having an understanding of the lessons and learnings from this situation, which you know from the transmuting blocks exercise, right? Everybody know what I mean by that?
Yes.
Yes.
Anybody not know? Everybody's listened and knows that exercise, right?
Yes.
Okay. So you know that when there's anything going on in your life, especially something that's uncomfortable, there is a lesson and a learning. And unless you learn that lesson and unless you integrate consciously or unconsciously the lesson that is to be understood and assimilated, the chance of that circumstance repeating itself and not necessarily improving very much are very great. The chances are very great. You follow what I'm saying?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
So when you open up to receive, you're opening up to receive learning as to what you need to know about this situation. And you're also opening up to being guided as to how you can release the discomfort, the irritation, the annoyance of this situation. And you also are opening to receive steps to take, action steps to take. So when you open up to receive and you ask to receive guidance, know that you want to receive from those three different arenas, your learnings, how to release and make it easier and softer of an experience for you, and guidance, action steps. And I'll give you an example in my life. My cat, one of my cats, does this thing with the litter box that makes a lot of noise. She doesn't know, the other cat does, but this one cat, Angel, just doesn't know how to use her paw to push the litter over whatever it is she just did. Instead, what she does, she's figured out a way, which I give her a lot of credit for, is there's a little plastic insert that goes around the edge of the litter box that I lift up when I change the litter box lining. So it detaches. You know, you can lift it up and it slams down, and it's plastic, so you can hear it. So what she has figured out to do is to lift up that lip, let's call it a plastic lip, and she does it over and over and over and over again because the vibration of it, the movement of it, moves the litter over what she just did. Well, I got to tell you, this goes on at any time of the morning, and it wakes me up, and it's relentless until she gets things covered the way she wants to. Well, I was getting ready to go to bed last night, and I needed to know that I could sleep through the night because I was tired, and I really wanted to get up feeling refreshed and focused, and I thought, my God, what am I going to do when she starts doing this at 3, 4, 5 in the morning? And I actually got a guidance that I wasn't even asking them. I was talking to myself, but the answer I got was not something I would have come up with. And that was, my guidance said, close your bedroom door. Now, I would never have done that because, God forbid they should need me for any reason, I wouldn't hear them as well if my door is closed. And I said that, and my guidance said, they'll be okay for tonight. So something as off the wall as that can come through to you with regards, and by the way, I did do that, and it was effortless. However, at 6 in the morning, they did start scratching on my door, but I was okay by then. So you want to be looking for something that could be the most practical or what might seem like the smallest area of your life that's just irritating, that just doesn't help you flow well. And be open to that. Did that story with my cats, you know, offer any insight to any of you about what the bigger point that I'm making?
Yeah, it did. It made me laugh, too.
Yes, I'm sure. Oh, that's I'm probably sure that's why I chose it, because it's kind of funny, especially, you know, you have to give her credit. She's so determined. It's, you know, precious and, you know, a big learning in and of itself. Okay, so we're going to start with you, Steve. So everyone, you know what you're doing. You've got your pen and paper or whatever you're writing on. And, Steve, what I'd like you to do is just take note of the energies that are around you now and let me know when you have a good baseline of that. Was that a yes?
Yes, it is.
Okay, now I'm going to direct the powers of light to you and let me know when you sense them. Just one moment. Mother, Father, God, I ask that you come in and assist Steve in opening up greater channels to receive grace in his life. Amen.
Yes, I'm feeling.
Okay, and how would you describe what you're feeling?
It's like I'm feeling it in my chest, like almost an exhilaration, like I'm getting ready to, you know, go on a a roller coaster ride or something, there's like a, like just, I feel in my chest, like a, yeah, just like a exciting anticipation or something.
Yes, that's your heart chakra that they're working on. I'm feeling it too in my heart chakra. So I that may be the theme of where they're working today. We'll see how the others feel. Okay, good. So they're with you now, along with the transmissions of grace. And now I'm going to go to the next person. In the meantime, Steve, just keep saying to yourself, you open to receive, and express gratitude to these beings to help you. Okay, next one is Barb. Barb, honey, go ahead, please, and get your baseline. Notice how your energies feel right now. And let me know when you feel like you have that clearly for yourself.
Ready.
Okay. Same thing. I'm going to direct this beautiful team with you, to you. And just let me know when you sense them. Just a moment. Mother, Father, God, I ask that Barb receive greater grace into her life. And so it is. Amen. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
I feel a pulsing through my legs.
Great.
The back and forth and back and forth.
What does that mean, back and forth?
It increases and decreases and moves up and down.
Okay. Okay. Again, this is where you're needing your healing. And also, what I'm being told is that has to do on an energetic level with you moving forward, with you being able to uncork yourself when you get yourself overburdened with mental, ruminations is the word I'm being given, with mental ruminations, contemplations on something. So the legs, for you, is probably also circulation, you know, just sheer energetic circulation of lymph, circulation of blood, et cetera, et cetera. But also on a metaphorical level, does that make sense to you?
Yes. Yes.
Is that insightful for you?
Yes, it's something I haven't thought of before.
Okay, good. So again, go ahead and with reverence and gratitude, thank them for their help and go ahead and go into receiving mode as I go to the next person. Okay, Irene, we're going to go to you, honey. So please go ahead and establish your baseline. Let me know when you have that, please. Okay. Okay, just one moment. Mother, Father, God, I ask that you please come forth and open up Irene's portal of receiving, that she may indeed receive greater grace into her life. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And just let me know when you feel them.
Yeah, I feel them.
And how would you describe it?
Lighter. Like a happy peace.
What was that?
Like a happier peace.
Yes,
happy
beautiful.
Peace.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes, the heart chakra again. Yes, beautiful. So go ahead and just sit with that, opening yourself up to receive. And again, please, expressing softly to yourself or silently your gratitude, your reverence of their help, and just continue to open up to receive their information. All right, Mary darling, here we go. So let me know when you have your baseline. Okay. All right. And now I'm going to take a moment and I'll tell you when. Mother, Father, God, I ask that Mary's portal of receptivity, of receiving, be opened up that much more to receive greater grace into her life. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And Mary, when you sense them, let me know, please. Oh, there's a lightness on my chest. Mm-hmm. Just radiating. And warmth. Beautiful. All right, so I'm going to continue broadcasting them to all of you. And you're going to continue receiving information that is part of your spring cleaning, letting go of the struggle, letting go of the weariness. And when you have felt that you've received as much as you want to take in this sitting, just say ready and I'll move on.
That was for all of us, right, to say when we're ready?
Yes, for all of you. Yes, thank you, Steve. When you've all feel like you've received as much as you want to at this time, then just say ready.
I feel ready.
Okay, good. Thank you. So you can
ready.
Take a little... Great, great. Ready? Okay.
Ready.
All right, wonderful. Okay. So they're going to stay with us through the rest of this session doing what their specialties are, along with the transmissions of grace and their specialties. And anybody else who has been called in, to help all of us. So who would like to share highlights of what you got in your receiving? We're going
I'll
to
share.
Start. Okay, go ahead.
So I got a this little box, and it is a box of joy. And I thought, well, that's kind of, you know, trite, box of joy. But it just, they're telling me, I need to remember the times when I get, you know, stressed, discouraged, you know, depressed, that open that box and remember that I'm here for joy. And so often, it's just remembering that I have a choice, you know, that I can sort of make that distinction in my mind and say, you know, I don't have to just give in to this, you know, downward feeling that I'm here for joy. And
yes.
I could just see that being applicable to so many situations in my day where I get upset or something, to just, you know, why bother with all that negative? I'm here to be happy. You know, that's
yes.
how God created it. And all that other stuff is just not real. So I got a box of joy.
Oh, wonderful. And it's so apropos for you because you are such a joyous person. You know, you're such a delight. And I personally want to thank your guidance for that gift for you, knowing you as I do.
Yeah.
Okay, who'd like to go next?
I will.
Okay.
I got a gift box, too. Guilt-free self-care.
What is it? What is the first word?
Guilt-free self-care.
Oh, wow.
Nurturing me time.
Beautiful. Oh. Well, I'm going to thank your guides for that, too. Knowing how hard you work and how committed you are and all that you've overcome and continue to overcome, it's just, you deserve it. Okay, who wants to go next?
This is Barb.
Yeah.
I don't know what I received.
Okay, let me stop you. I'm going to stop you. Let me just tune in for a minute to see how I can help you right there. Just one second. I'm going to be quiet. Just a second, Barb. Okay, so tell me what you're feeling now, because I'm sending more energy to you.
Very, very peaceful and calm.
Okay, good. So
a little bit of leg tingling.
Okay. So you have an area that you chose in your life that you would like to receive greater grace in. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. And then I said to everyone to open yourself up to receive either insights and learnings about this and or what you can do to release some of the discomfort and irritant nature of it, as well as guidance on action steps, things to do, other possibilities that you can pursue. Was that clear to you at the time when I mentioned
yes.
it?
Yes.
Okay, now, I'd like you to sit quietly and receive. And you will get information. And I'm going to come back to you in a second, okay?
Okay.
Okay, now you haven't done anything wrong. You're not screwed up. Nothing like that. There's just a layer that's ready to be healed, and we're going to heal it. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Irene, let's go to you, dear. What did you receive during the receptivity part of this?
You mean the gift or the...
Well, it could have been anything. I'm referring to the fact that you had chosen an area of your life that you really wanted greater grace in, where there was ease, greater ease, etc. Right? You chose a area of your life?
I think I did.
Okay. Are you zoning out again?
Yeah, I was zoning out, but I did receive the gift of grace.
Okay.
I'm assuming I did.
Okay. And so how did it come to you? How did you experience when you were in that receptivity mode? Did you see something? Did you hear something? Did you feel something or all of the above?
It was like a lightning bug or a butterfly, something like that, full of gold light with like rose-tipped wings, rose-colored, wine-colored or rose-colored tipped wings. And when it's still, and the wings are not moving, it just glows like a light to light the way.
Mm-hmm.
And when the wings move, they create a pattern of the infinity symbol. It leaves like an aura, as you know what I'm saying, like when something moves and it leaves like that trail.
Yes.
So that trail, like light dust or whatever you want to call it.
Yes.
And then when you said something else and then it moved, or it didn't move, but it was more like that reset, that openness, being open, that's what you said, be open to receiving. It expanded into, like being in a place outdoors and just feeling the senses of that flight and infinity.
Mm-hmm. So limitless.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So if you think back on that as the days go ahead, what do you believe it will bring to you? When you call forth that memory.
This memory?
Yes, of the ladybug or whatever she is, and her movement, the infinity sign, all of that was the transmission of guidance that was given to you.
You said spring cleaning too. So it feels like the remembrance of transformation from when we spring clean, transforming whatever it is we're cleaning to something that is greater and full of light, and there are limitless possibilities for that.
Yes. Good. So do you see how you can use this, call upon this in your day-to-day life?
Yes.
Okay, beautiful. So I would recommend, you know, that you jot down some key notes, Irene, so that you can remember some of the subtle nuances of that experience, because it was rich with all kinds of variety. Okay, Barb, so let's see, what did you receive this time?
some advice, some insight. Encouragement to release and how to release. I'm still waiting for action steps.
And you might not get them in the sitting. You may get them as flat. Right, good. You know that. You might get them as flashes of insights that'll come at what is divine order timing, may not be your thought process timing, right?
Right.
Okay, good. So you see you did receive information.
Yes.
Okay, yay, let's hear it for Barb. Yay, Barb!
Hey, Barb!
Okay, so now let's have you all take a moment and take some notes for yourself. If you haven't already done so, let me know when you're ready and we'll move on.
Ready?
Okay. Thank you.
Ready.
Okay.
Yep, ready.
Okay.
ready.
Okay, good. So there are several things that took place in here that I would like you to somewhat anchor for yourself. Anchoring means to have a way of grabbing it again. And the first one is the state that you were in, how it felt, anything else about the character, the characteristic sense of when you were receiving, when you were prepared to receive, and when you started to receive. So I'd like you all to think about that, and I'm going to call on each of you. Okay, so Steve, how would you describe the state that you go in or the state that you went in this time when you were in a receiving mode?
Well, definitely, you know, just the preparation initially about going through the grounding exercise and all that, it gets me in a pretty, you know, grounded state. And really, the state I was in was just the receptive state. Like, okay, give me something in a gift that is going to be very important for me. So I would say the state would be receiving, open, you know, just waiting, like a child waiting to get a gift.
Mm-hmm. Great. Do you feel that you can describe that feeling to yourself so that when you want to get there immediately, you know how to do so?
When I want to get there as far as wanting to receive something or wanting to go back
yes.
to get what I got?
Yes. Wanting to receive something.
Yeah. Yeah, actually, I'm getting more familiar with that now because I just realized how much is there for me to receive from my guides and how many, you know, different guides there are. So, I feel like it's going to be really habitual, you know, to more, what's the word I'm looking for?
Condition. It's a conditioning that we're building up.
Yes, yes. I feel I can do that on call.
Yes, exactly. Now, this was the state that we were working on when I taught you about breathing in and holding and then exhaling to a certain number of beats and holding and to get the feeling of that space that is in between the inhale and the exhale. And for those of you who took that class, do you understand what I'm talking about?
Do, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. As well as the state of asking yourself the question, I wonder where my next thought will come. And Irene, I can talk to you about this at another time. I wonder where my next thought will come. Do you remember that?
Yes.
Yes. And it's that suspended, receptive, I don't know, receptive zone, current, that we are working to have you become very conditioned and familiar with. That's what we're doing here, because you want to be able to receive no matter what. And I'm very, very, very grateful that I have developed that so easily thus far in this lifetime. So I'm reaching for something more now in terms of the outer world presenting issues and yet my ability to just snap right into that zone no matter what's going on in the outer world. So I'm kicking it up a notch for myself as well. All right, who wants to go next? We're talking about you describing to us as best as you can in words that space that we're going to call the receiving space. Who wants to go next?
I will.
Okay.
I feel that I was in a state of delightful curiosity with expectation and anticipation.
Okay. Now, do you feel that you can get back to that when you
yes.
want to go in? Okay. Good. Okay, who would like to go next?
I can go.
Okay.
I don't remember everything. I would say that I kind of, what I do remember is like opening up a jacket, that feeling, like taking off the jacket and letting the, feeling the breeze or
mm-hmm.
the air.
Hmm. So lightening the load, kind of, taking off some weight.
Right.
And therefore having more freedom to breathe. Is that what, that's what I'm getting. Is that what you're describing?
Freedom to do, to feel.
Yes.
Whether it's
perfect,
whether it's to breathe or see or hear or touch or, yeah, to feel.
Beautiful. So do you believe that you'll be able to call upon that experience at will again?
I believe so, yes.
So that would be something for you to practice, is getting back to that feeling. Is, you know, like maybe set up a little skill course for yourself where tomorrow or later today you ask to receive information about something and do your best to recreate that experience.
Okay.
Great. Okay, then Barb, I think we still have to hear from you, right?
Right.
Yes, right.
The idea of breathing, holding, and exhaling is a helpful exercise, and because I was almost desperate to receive.
Yeah.
I needed to turn my mind off so that I would be open to receive rather than trying to receive.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Sorry, I pressed something. Excuse me. So do you notice the difference? Trying versus allowing, what's called allowing.
Yes. Yes. Yep.
And how would you describe it? Because you see, it's all very subtle, which is why I take time with this. It's subtle and it's necessary. It's like fine-tuning a radio dial to get to the right band where the sound and whatever the show is a clear transmission and not murky. That's what we're doing. You understand what I'm saying, everybody?
Yes.
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 So practicing getting to that zone is really important. So do you think you can describe for us, Barb, the difference between, you know, kind of desperately trying to receive versus you actually being in the zone of receiving?
Trying means concentrating, and so my brow is furrowed, and there's a tension. And being able to relax and to release all that. You know, concentrating on the breath so that my mind isn't racing.
Mm-hmm. And what else? Can you describe the feeling of being in that receptive zone? Describe the feeling, how it feels.
That it's a miracle. A surprise, an aha moment, and a feeling of being blessed, and thankful.
Good. Good. Okay, so what did everybody get from this round of things we just did?
What I got is how important it is to start to be familiar with how we're receiving things from our guides, and then the notion of the importance of root repetition on that, becoming just so familiar with that, so we can really call on that at any time.
That's right. Anybody else? What did you get from this round? This first hour, let's say the first hour as well.
A deeper awareness that there are so many layers that we're experiencing, and paying attention to the power that we can tap into when we're aware.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Beautiful. Who else? What did you gain from this first hour?
That for me, I can, that it's still there. I think as lost as I've been feeling, it's there and accessible, and the importance of, I mean, I feel it, like I feel the importance, but as soon as, like even now as I'm talking, I can tell I'm not as in the zone.
Mm-hmm.
And I can already feel the tug to being distracted away, if that makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah. Sure. It's a different energy flow through you.
Yeah.
Right? So you're not making that wrong, are you?
No, it makes me sad. Not wrong, just it makes me sad and tired. Like now there's, as Mary said, that deeper awareness that this is why I'm so tired, because I think I'm always fighting to get back to it, but the pull away is, there's a lot to pull away.
Yeah.
Pull me away.
Yes, that's why people meditate and take time off is because of that. They need to go to that place because it's like coming home, right? The healthy, positive definition of home. Right? So if you're willing to do that, Irene, if you're willing to really make it a non-negotiable that every day you put aside a window where you can go home. It might mean that you drive home from work and you sit in the car for 10 minutes before you go into your home. Or it could mean that before Logan comes over, your baby Logan comes over, that you look at your calendar and you look at everything that you need to do and you make a deliberate design of your day, that you give yourself 10 minutes before you know he'll be dropped off or something, or you'll pick him up. You see what I mean?
Yeah.
It's that kind of deliberate decision is the only way it's going to happen. It's like exercising. Unless you put it in your schedule, it ain't going to happen most likely. It certainly doesn't in my life. You know? So does that help at all, Irene?
Yeah, it helps.
And then it just depends on your willingness to do that, which is a whole other, you know, a whole other matter. So does that give you some feedback to work with?
Yeah.
Okay. Who else would like to go in terms of what you got from this first hour? Because we're going to change gears now.
I got the understanding the value of practicing and that it does work, and that I can get in touch with my deeper self.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Amen to that. Okay. So what I'd like you all to do is just get up, because we are going to go into more mental levels now. I just want you to get up, move around your room. If you want to get something to drink, do that, and then come back and just say ready, and we're going to go into the Facebook group and talk goals.
Do we have a few minutes? To?
Yeah, take 5 minutes.
Okay. Okay, thank you.
Everybody back?
I'm back.
Yes.
Okay, good. Are we waiting for anybody else? Irene, are you back?
Just got back.
Okay, good. Everybody here now?
Yep.
Who we met? Barb, are you back? No.
Ready.
Okay, good. All right, so let's go into the Facebook group, and we're going to talk about goals. The way we're going to go about doing this is I want to use this last hour to cover your experience of the warm-ups, the accelerators, and how all of that has worked together in you addressing your goals. So please take a moment, look over your notes, and get yourself familiar. If you need to have access to the website, it's entrepreneursoulcoach.com/springcleaning.html. The purpose of this hour is for you to review the tools you have. You all got the handout that I sent you of that skills toolkit template, right?
Right.
Yep, got it.
So whether you have enough copies printed out for you to write out one, you know, just the title, not to fill out all of it, you'll do that in your own time, but the title of the tool that you used, whether you've done that or not, is not important. You can just make a list on another piece of paper of the name that you want to give the tool. However, I am going to encourage you to take some time, whether it's today or tomorrow, you know, definitely before Sunday, while it's all fresh in your mind, the various tools that you've learned and how and when you'll use them in your life, which is what that template goes over, right? You see that?
Yeah, I see it.
Everybody see that?
Is that on Facebook or is it in on the web page?
The handout, I emailed it to you. I left you a voicemail message. Did you get that?
I guess not. Must come in during supper.
No,
so I can find it, yep.
Okay, well, in any case, basically it's a document. And it didn't come in during supper. I called this morning, at least I thought I did. It's a document that gives a line for you to put in the name of the tool, so to speak, as well as describe what the tool is so you're able to remind yourself what the details of the tool are, and also to go ahead and project into the future when you might use this tool. Okay, Barb?
Yep.
Okay. I'll upload it into the Facebook group as well. Okay. So just as I said, please just take a moment, look over your notes of what warm-ups number 1 through 4 were, what accelerators 1 through 3 were. Remind yourself of the transmuting blocks exercise that I gave as a bonus exercise. Remind yourself of the exercise where you would project the little doll into the sun to help throw off any gunk that you may have picked up, energetic gunk that you may have picked up from the outer world or that is too present, too interfering from your inner world. So let me know when you have all done that. You've looked over your notes and you're ready to move forward. Barb, I just uploaded it into our Facebook group, into the Files tab. So if you can't find it anywhere, you can just download it from our Facebook group.
Great, thank you. And I do see it in email.
Okay.
I think I'm ready.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Ready.
Great. Thank you.
Ready.
Yay. Ready. Good.
I'm ready.
Yay. Okay. So, did you reach your goals? I am listening. I am receiving your answer.
I will go first. I did not totally reach and complete my goal, but I am determined that this is a just a powerful, you know, starting point, and to continue on this, because some very powerful and positive, productive things have come out of this. So for that, I, you know, feel a little bit bad that I didn't reach them totally, but I'm determined. This is the end of the class, but it's not the end of my goals.
Okay, so what were your three goals?
Let me get back to my notes here. Well, for the personal development, my goal was to become an organized, both internally and externally, with routines established. And I have established routines, but so in that sense, that was a pretty good, successful goal.
Okay, excuse me for interrupting. So here's what we're going to do. Let me tell you what my secret agenda is from now until we complete for everybody. Is I'm going to work with each of you so that we find a way that you will have successfully completed a goal now, by today, by now, by the end of this hour. So the way that we're going to do that is to chunk down what you initially planned was your evidence of completion, and we're going to come up with another evidence of completion so that you all win. How's that?
Well, I feel like I accomplished, you know, several of the goals, so I feel good about that. There's a couple of the external goals that I didn't complete.
Okay, let's talk about those, because the agenda is that we'll rephrase what your evidence of completion is so that you actually have completed a certain phase of it by the next 45 minutes, okay?
Well, I know that I have completed some of the things, so I feel good about that. I have established routines in, you know, several routines. I have integrated them into my life, and that has been successful, and I achieved those goals.
Great. So which ones have you not?
Again, I still have a couple of piles that I just didn't get time. I was too overwhelmed these last couple of days, and I didn't get to them. So,
right. You know, well, we can all relate to that, can't we, ladies?
Oh yes.
Yeah.
So let's have you look at the wording of your evidence of completion that you had initially set out, Steve. And now let's have you rewrite one so that the evidence of completion is that you completed those particular piles. So So what I'm doing here is we're changing. I'm being a spiritual trump here. I'm changing the rules. Oh, God, sorry, but you know me well enough to know that this is a big deal in my life, is focusing on politics. So forgive me and just give me space, okay? So the rules are going to change slightly in terms of what is your evidence of completion. So it sounds like your initial evidence of completion were that all of those piles would have been processed in the way that you wanted to, right?
That's correct.
So now what I'd like you to do is look at the piles that you did process. And I'd like you to rewrite your evidence of completion that states essentially, by May the 10th, I will have completed processing pile A, pile B, pile C, and that I have scheduled into my calendar, this is the part that you're going to do between now and the next 50 minutes or 40 minutes, and I'm going to schedule into my calendar the days that I'm going to complete the remaining piles. Do you see what I'm saying, Steve?
Yeah, that sounds good.
Okay, so I'm going to come back to you, and what I'd like you to do between now and when I come back to you is rewrite that evidence of completion so that you have completed it now. You've done it. And you also will include reporting back to us that you put in your calendar what day and maybe what time frame you're going to complete the others. And give yourself some space. Like, don't just think you're going to cram 90 piles into, you know, a 3-hour slot. It may not be possible. See what I mean?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, so we will be back. Okay. Who wants to go next? What we're going to do is go over your goals, and if there's any goal that you have not accomplished, I'm going to work with you the way I've done with Steve. So who wants to go next? Who dares to go next?
I will.
Yay, the brave one. well, Steve went into it not knowing
what
he was.
One.
Yes, he was the brave one, but he didn't know what he was getting into. So you know what you're going to get into. Okay.
So my I feel that I have accomplished my goals.
Yay! Woo! Na, 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 na. No, 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 no. Okay, go ahead.
Personal self-development. Strengthen and affirm my commitment to me as a visible, viable, and prosperous, wise, and creative woman.
Okay, let me stop you there for a second. First of all, can you just make sure that you're talking directly into your microphone maybe a little bit more? So that's one thing. The second thing is, yes, if we all go to the Facebook group and we look under the goals thread where it says each and every step you take must move you forward, people with goals succeed, that one, and you can see Mary's goal there, right?
Right.
Okay. And this big, beautiful, clear desk. Wow. That was a real treat to look at that. So this goal that you just mentioned of you having strengthened and affirmed my commitment to me as a visible, viable, and prosperous, wise, and creative woman, did you write out a description that would let you know with some kind of measurable rating, so to speak, that you are doing that? You are holding yourself in that way.
Measurable in that I do not hesitate to position myself as an expert in networking situations and going out to, I have doubled the networking events that I'm going to, and I schedule one-on-ones at these events to learn more about the other people in the events and to say, if you're in business and you're not writing, I'm part of your support team.
Beautiful. And part of your support team means they pay you.
Yeah, means they pay me, yes.
Yes, okay, just checking.
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Okay, that sounds excellent. So please go tell me whatever else you want to say to us with regards to you knowing that you've accomplished your three goals and how you know that you have accomplished those goals.
So my second one is financial and income, that I am taking charge of my financial IQ, that I am recording what I'm spending as well as projecting what I'm for the month, and also talking and keeping a journal about my relationship with money. And I set up a goal of a $1,500 for the month, and I know that I would be have accomplished that by the, not just by May 10th, but by the end of May, I'm on track that I have contracts in the works and commitments for the total $1,500 by the end of May. And yesterday, I got a new client who paid me $997.
Oh, the great gods have spoken. The clouds have opened. The seas have parted. All of your hard work is paying off. Oh, I'm so happy for you.
Yeah. Yeah.
What did your husband say?
He was, well, that's really good, honey.
Yes.
He like came bouncing out of my office. Like, yay.
That's fabulous. That's fabulous. Thank you. Thank you. All the spirit teams that have helped you and worked with you. That's beautiful. Wonderful. Okay, and what about your other goal?
To acquire peace and tranquility in my body, mind, and spirit, to create an environment that supports my creativity and nurtures my soul, to express myself without judgment or fear of failure and rejection in all areas of my life. So I am working on creating sanctuaries within my home and starting with the office and getting organized and clearing out the excess in here one area at a time. It's not 100% yet, but I am clearing surfaces, and I posted one surface that is clear, and I have a system in place that when I'm done working on a project, that it's being moved off the desk surface.
Yeah, that's very important, is to have your strategy down. This is for all of us. Have your strategy down as to how to run what I call paper traffic, meaning how to direct your paper, your things, that once they show up in your life, from the moment you touch them to the moment that they land in their proper destination, there are a sequence of decisions to be made about this thing. And you have to have your paper traffic or your thing traffic strategy down as to what compartments of classification they belong in. There's obviously the I'll keep it, no, I won't keep it. That's a pretty simple classification. But if you keep it, then there are subcategories of how to know where you're going to position this thing. Does that make sense to everybody?
Yes.
Okay, great. Okay, anything else, Mary, or is that all three of them?
That's all three of them, and I'm doing a happy dance.
Yes, you are. Yes, you are. So the question that I have for you now, Mary, is I want you to take a moment to reflect, and if you need me to come back to you, I will. I want you to think about, please, how your connection with your guides helped you with these outcomes, number one, and number two, the warm-ups and the accelerators, how they supported you to create these outer world physical manifestations. Do you understand my question?
Yes. And
because I'm before you say further, excuse me, I'm going to be asking all of you that, because the only reason that I have decided to teach more about guides and connecting to one's soul is so that we can, with greater magic and ease and grace, create the life experience that we want as a sovereign creator being, which means our inner states, our behaviors, and our outer accomplishments. Okay, Mary, what were you going to say?
I was going to say that the awareness and deepening of my intuition, along with alignment with having the spirit guides along with me when I worked on my goals and took action steps, was just another layer of confidence and clarity about I'm here to deliver my gifts and I'm supported. Because more than once I had people say, "You're so intuitive." I probably did snick. I know I smiled. I just giggled because yes.
Mm. Yep,
and that's
you're doing
one
it.
One of the reasons why that gal hired me to help her with her book is
I was
so intuitive as far as knowing that I could help her with her mission and her message.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Yep. Yep. Okay. Thank you, Mary. Let's give Mary a huge hug and a kiss.
Woohoo!
Thank you.
You're welcome. Now, as far as the warm-ups and regarding the accelerators, which stood out for you as main tools?
I think they all built on each other. I referred back to one when I was working on number two, and I referred to both one and two when I did number three. So they were foundational.
And was there any one particular exercise or paradigm from the warm-ups and the accelerators that moved you, like took you to the next level if you got stuck?
Well, I mean, in the warm-ups, being able to go to my higher and also knowing who my gatekeeper was and seeing both of them as my team. It just makes me so happy to feel I'm supported all the time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And did you have any occasion where you felt motivated to use the transmuting blocks or the doll into the sun techniques?
I did the transmuting blocks with the money. I'm working on that.
Uh-huh. Great. Great. So, who wants to go next?
I'll go. This is Barb.
Wonderful.
My personal development goal became learning how to manage my inner bully. And we had a very great session on Monday, in which my gatekeeper brought me a guide. I learned that I could not take my inner bully so seriously, and my tool became a Tinkerbell wand, and so I can bop my inner bully gently on the nose and say, "That's can we talk about something more helpful? You know, a solution or whatever." And also I can also bop me on the nose to remind me to not take the inner bully so seriously, to deal with it differently. And I have utilized that two or three times today.
That's fabulous. So when you did use it today, what happened? Tell us.
The bully backed down or disappeared or I ignored it, whatever. And so I didn't feel stressed by it. I could acknowledge that what it was reporting was not news to me, and that we should work together on putting solutions into place. For example, I went to an event last night, and I wished I had worn my copyright pin. And so I was beating myself up about that a little bit, and it just meant that I needed to talk more about what I do rather than depend on my pin. So we decided together that a solution would be for me to put one of my copyright pins in each car so that...
So you'd have them handy.
There to grab, yeah.
Right. Now, let's hear how you, using your strategy in handling your bully, how that impacted your behavior. So there was a before you used your strategy and an after you used your strategy. So how did it impact your behavior after you implemented or employed your strategy?
I felt more positive and didn't have to wallow in this self-criticism from my bully. So that I could move ahead more effectively, that I wasn't bogged down with arguing with the bully and feeling unworthy and
paralyzed and paralyzed thereby.
Right, right.
Right. Okay. Wonderful. Now, what of the warm-ups and accelerators and working with your spirit guides? Let's hear your experience of those.
Well, in this particular case with the bully, with your good guidance, I worked with my gatekeeper and with a specialist guide. And that really comes out of accelerator number 3.
That's correct, uh-huh.
And the warm-up number 4 was very instrumental in the whole process, too.
Yes, and tell everybody what warm-up number four is.
Oh, I knew you'd ask that.
Well, you know it. You know what it is, or else you wouldn't have been able to refer to it. So it's there.
It was a transmuting thing.
Negative beliefs and beliefs and undesired feelings and behaviors that are just counterproductive, counterindicated, right? Does everybody remember what warm-up number four is?
Yeah, I do.
Yes. And the handout is very clear and explicit as to how to go into, you know, like for you, Irene, you could use warm-up number four when you have this feeling of just wishing you could go back home to that inner space of home. So you can look up warm-up number four at another time, Irene, to see what I'm talking about, how to apply that. That's right, Barb. You working on that inner bully was absolutely warm-up number four in getting a grip on this suffocating, paralyzing, life-depleting, it's almost like a Criminal Minds TV show of sucking the life out of you, you know,
right,
where you then turned it around. And then, of course, the specialist was just a wonderful experience. So any other warm-ups that come to mind, I know that you've mentioned warm-up number two you really liked regarding that meditation process. So any other commentaries on the warm-ups or the accelerators?
Well, as Mary mentioned, they all build on each other. And that's why you put them in the order you did.
Yes, and how did that affect you in terms of moving into these various exercises? Because there was a period where you felt really overwhelmed and like, you know, I'm not doing this. Like I got the feeling that your inner teenager showed up and said, just forget it. And how did you work with that? How did you get out of that?
Just falling back and taking a step at a time, rather than looking at the whole. So doing it as baby steps. And it was at a, as you recall, a very, very busy time, a very busy week, and that's what kicked into overwhelm. One that I particularly need to practice more is getting in touch with my higher self. But now that I have been able to meet a specialist guide, I think I'll be able to tune in more to my higher self.
Yes, and there's also a greater confidence and momentum that all of you have, and you especially. You know, you've landed on a whole other platform, Barb, as a result of that communication with your specialist, don't you think so? I mean, is that your experience? Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah, good. So what else can you share regarding how your guides helped you to reach these goals, and what are the other goals that you were working on?
My financial goal was reworded to make an appointment with my financial planner, which I have for Friday. As I say, I had to reword it. So there are some other steps that I will schedule and intend to do.
So let me stop you there. How can you word the goal so that you have successfully completed your goal today? Because everybody is going to successfully complete their goals before the end of this class today.
Right. I will set an appointment with my financial planner to start developing a plan.
Mm-hmm.
And I have set that appointment.
Okay, so that means you've put it in your calendar?
Yes.
But did you talk to your, does your financial planner know that he's going to meet with you?
Yes.
Okay, so you've completed that goal?
Yes.
Okay, great. And what about the third arena? How did you do with that goal?
The third was also a planning goal for obtaining a barcode to access library materials from remotely. And I know the person I need to contact, and it's on my to-do list, and it just kept slipping off today. So I have put in my calendar for tomorrow to contact this particular person.
Great.
So,
okay.
Yeah.
Good. So that's your goal, and you completed it. So you completed all your goals, yes?
Yes.
Yay, Barb! Yay! The flags are shaking, and
yeah.
the paper confetti is going off, and all of the champagne bottles. Yay!
Yay.
Okay, you did it, Barb. You did it, girl.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, Irene, let's go on to you, honey. How did you do on your goals? And remember. You've seen by now that if you haven't completed something, you're going to reword your evidence of completion so that it is completed today, right?
Yeah.
All right. So what was your first goal?
To be honest, I think my first goal was to stand up for myself, and that's the first.
So that was in the. So that was the self-development goal.
Yeah.
Okay. So did you do that at least once?
Yeah.
Since you started this course, okay. So you did it, and how did it go? Give us the crib notes. How did it go?
It was good. It was short, concise, to the point, and I was within a week completely challenged to it, and it that would be the evidence of the completion was life said, okay, you made that statement, so we're going to throw something at you that challenges that statement, and there was less drama because I had made it very clear.
Okay.
So,
And can you associate any of the warm-ups, any of the accelerators, and your communication with your spirit guides as to having chosen that goal and having been able to show up in your power to fulfill that goal?
I mean, definitely. I know that just going through the course and whatever I have absorbed, I'm not going to say remember because I don't remember much, but it's
mm-hmm.
more like a feeling
mm-hmm.
that between receptivity and tapping into it occasionally, whatever information was given, I would get glimpses here and there, whether it was a warm-up or through the course or through the guides of connection, but it would be very fleeting.
Mm-hmm.
But I know that just those fleeting moments prepared me enough to come to the clarity and then take action and then
yes.
receive the consequence, or not the consequence, to receive the challenge to it, which was a big challenge, and then move through the challenge to come to the next step.
Yes, and you see that as absolutely connected to your communication with your guides.
Yes.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Okay. And what was your other, what were your other two goals?
I think financially it was to pay my bills.
But okay.
I don't remember now, to be honest. I don't remember. And I can tell you that this has been, it's been, I think everybody can tell from the beginning that it's been a big struggle. I don't even have my notes with me. But at least I got on the call on time. So I guess
you did. You did get on time. You showed up in the Facebook group. You answered my texts. I know that you were doing the best you could.
Yeah. So I'm trying to, I think, modify the goals a little bit to just acknowledge the little things,
Let's, for the sake of time, let's do that right now, because we still need to come back to Steve. So you already fulfilled the self-development one. You spoke up to this person, and you did what you wanted to do. So yay, Irene, right?
Yes.
Okay, then the financial one you said about paying your bills. What was the third one? Is that what you wish to acquire, obtain, possess?
That one, I would say, I changed it as of this morning.
Good.
And it became achieving more of a sense of freedom from all of the distractions that I mentioned earlier in this call. And I realized that just by taking the steps that I did to be on this call, achieved, that was the first step of evidence.
Fabulous. So what were you, you were going to obtain, possess, achieve, was disconnecting from the chaos and to do what you wanted to do for you. Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Okay. And let's go back to the financial one. Is there anything that you know that you did on that track that you did accomplish by the end of this course? It could have been you just opening up some envelopes. It could have been you putting your checkbook someplace where you were intending to pay for some of the bills. You know what I'm saying? Let's come up with something that you have done that you can now include as being a modified goal so that it can be declared accomplished by this great panel of human beings that are with us today. And spirit beings. We've got panels of spirit beings that are just ready to clap their beautiful wings and hands, and your fellow sisters and brother. So what could that be?
I think a couple of things. One would be,
Let's take one for the sake of time. Let's take one.
Right, but the clearest one would be, I'm pretty sure I paid my bills.
Okay, so did I hear you correctly that you believe that you had an intention that your financial goal would be to pay your bills this month? Is that what you said?
Yeah, I always have that intention.
But
I
you
feel
did
like there
do
was
it.
Something else. Yeah.
Okay.
I did do it. Yeah.
Well, can we take that, or do you feel that that's not good enough?
No, it's. Oh, I know. Yeah. Yeah. No, we could do that. Yeah. That's fine.
Okay. So, is it true and accurate and not, you know, pretzeling it up too much or at all, if we say that you did complete your goals?
Yeah, we can say
okay. I think so, and I think you're right. The fact that you pulled away from that meeting, you didn't let yourself get quagmired in the drama because you had your path, which was in this case to show up for the class, and you did that. You did assert that intention. So I would say you did pass all of your goals. Does everybody agree with me? Am I missing something here?
No, I agree.
Celebrate.
So, yay, there goes the paper confetti. There goes the hats up in the air. Irene did it. She had great demons and battles to wage to get through to this end of this class, and she did it.
Yay.
Thank
yay.
You, Barb. I don't want to be the only one out on a limb here. I need a little activity on this line. My cats think I'm totally bizarre. Okay, now let's go to you, Steve. You know what we're going to do, so let's go for it.
Well, I finished my goal, so I've put in the schedule to eliminate those piles. My guides told me Monday is a fine date. You know,
good.
I would just want to ask you a little question. It seems that there's some real important point here that you have to, by all of us feeling that even by rewriting somewhat maybe our final goals in that, that we accomplished it. Could you maybe explain why that's a really important point?
Well, I can easily, but I'd rather hear it from you all. So let's continue with your goals, and then if there's time at the end, I'll tell you. Or we can all write it in the Facebook group because I'm really working on ending on time. That's one of my personal goals in this lifetime is to finish my classes on time. But thank you. I mean, it's a very good question. So, Steve, you finished that one goal. What about the other two goals? Because that one about the piles, what classification was that in?
That was in... really acquire, obtain, and that is a clean, organized life.
Okay, you know, great. And what about the other two goals?
Well, I already talked about the personal development as far as routines and organized inside
yes.
and out. And then the financial
finance.
Goal.
Yeah.
To a finite financial goal is something that it's just been hard to nail that down because of the irregularity of my work and my income and that kind of thing. But the goal I have is an abundance goal, that whatever I need, I want, that I will focus, that point.
Okay, I'm going to stop you. I'm going to stop you. So let's have you come up right now with a goal that you know you have accomplished up until now. Now, you had talked to me about putting an inventory of your various products. You were going to start a list on that, and your guidance even told you that that was something that had to get done, right?
Right, right. And I've already started that, yeah.
Good. So would you say that is the financial goal that you, in all integrity, can say you have completed? You've completed it. From the standpoint that you organized it, and it might take time to finish the rest of the inventory, but at least you started it. So your evidence of completion would be that you have prioritized that you will do this, right?
Yeah, I've already got the list done. That is an accomplished immediate financial goal, and it is accomplished.
Okay, that's it. You did it. Yes, the horns, the champagne, the confetti, The Woo-hoo! Hula dancers! We did it! Okay. All right, guys. Now, what I want to take in the last few minutes here is for you all to make a commitment that before the end of Saturday, that you will write in the Facebook group the next set of goals that you want to pursue. You've already accomplished these goals. You know how, now that you have had this experience with me, you see how I am guiding you to choose small, bite-sized, measurable phases of a larger goal, right? Clearly, you know, Steve's got 90 piles. He did 2, right? Or you know what I'm saying. And Mary started her office as places of sanctuary. And Barb has hers, and Irene is going to work on more of hers. So my request is that you conference with your guides. You either choose a specialist or your higher self or your gatekeeper if you want to, or all three if you're ambitious. And notice the different answers you get from the different beings, because they are all separate beings. And please write in the Facebook group the goals that you're going to have, one for self-development, the other for finance and income, the other for that which you wish to obtain, acquire, possess. That means I'm asking you to take time between now and Saturday, and if you need Sunday, we'll make it Sunday, where you will sit down with your guides and have a conversation exclusively about that, exclusively about just identifying and how you will know that you have achieved, meaning your evidence of completion, these next batteries, this next battery of goals. Are you willing to do that? Is anybody not willing to do that for whatever reason?
Just to clarify,
yeah,
the same set, the
no.
criteria.
No, well, it's the same. It's the same range of classifications: personal
okay.
development, that which I wish to possess, acquire, obtain, and finance/income. So it's the same classifications, but now you're going to go for new goals.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Is everybody clear about that?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. So is anybody not willing to do that by Sunday in the Facebook group? Okay. That means you will.
Yes.
We will.
Okay. That's wonderful, because the point of this is to keep the momentum going. I am the momentum queen, and that's what we need to do here. Okay, so let's wrap up with my favorite pastime. Does anybody know what I'm going to ask you all to do right now?
Highlights.
Yes, and what you loved about the class. Thank you, Steve. Okay, who wants to go first?
What I loved about the whole series was learning about gatekeepers and specialist guides.
Mm-hmm.
That was new for me and very valuable.
Wonderful. What else did you love about the class? Highlights.
I always enjoy hearing what Mary and Steve and Irene are up to, and how you coach with them as well. I always learn from that.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Barb. Thank you. Who'd like to go next? What you loved about this course and highlights?
Well, I'll go. Wow, Barb, I was surprised that you jumped right in there. That's usually I have to go first.
Yeah, she beat Steve. Good girl, Barb. That a girl. You really meant it.
My mouth literally dropped. So, wow, Barb, you certainly are changing. You know, this is one of the most powerful classes. You know, I've loved them all, but this has just really opened up a whole new dimension for me. just becoming aware of all that help that I have, you know, the gatekeeper, my, you know, specialist guides, my, even, you know, I had a great experience with my higher self, and I just feel like it really has just opened up a whole another dimension that I can go forward in my life and just use for just so many things. And I'm just so excited about this and look forward to deepening, you know, that the habit, the ability to access them on call. And so for me, that was just absolutely powerful. And I just am excited to go forward on developing this new relationship with all of them.
Wonderful. Wonderful. What other highlights for you?
Well, I like Barb said, I learn a lot from you other guys. You know what you posted online there, Mary. You really tore it up and really inspired me. Barb, I just see how much progress you've made, and Irene, I just see how hard you're fighting through, and I relate to all of you so much. And those are really highlights for me.
Yeah, beautiful. Thank you. Who'd like to go next? What you loved about the class, the highlights, all that sort of thing.
I love that it's a little family reunion and we get to get caught up with what everybody is doing and cheer each other on. And I ditto what Barb and Steve have already said about meeting the specialist and the gatekeeper. That's brand new information, but it's very juicy and it's so another layer of enrichment to have support for me to be delivering my gifts and to be show up in the world and observing how you guide us into the next level of our empowerment.
Yeah. Beautiful. Thank you. Okay, I think, Irene, you're it, hon.
Yeah, I would say same across the board. I think for me what was most eye-opening, it's a little different than I thought it would be with spring cleaning. This has been very different. I just guess I never thought I'd be falling asleep all the time while going mm-hmm. through exercises. The eye-opening experience in connecting with the different types of tools. The messages, even though fleeting, leaving that feeling behind, practicing the muscle, even though not as consistent yet, but just knowing that it's there has been like a safety line almost.
Beautiful.
And I come to why it is that at the end of this call we should have accomplished everything. I think a lot of the distractions that I'm going through is spinning around in the never-ending place where it's easy to say, okay, but that's what's the next one? What's the next step? What's the without truly acknowledging the accomplishment or the and taking the time to say, even though it seems like a really baby step, the baby steps, they add up.
Mm-hmm.
So that means a lot, especially when it feels like there isn't a whole lot
of good stuff going on.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Thank you. Is there anything else that is a highlight for you, Irene, before I say my last things here?
I would just say that again, the group, it's amazing. You all are amazing and inspiring, and that even though I'm not as communicative as I'd like to be, it's just knowing that you're all there really helps a lot. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you. Is it okay if I take 5 minutes to answer that question about why the positive? If not, we can end here and I can, you know, just write something in the Facebook group. You tell me what you want to do.
Oh, it's okay.
Is it okay with everybody?
Yeah, sure. I appreciate it. Sure.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, Mary, is that cool with you?
Yes.
Okay, because definitely what Irene said, and there is no point in having come to a close of a course and not having completed one's goals. There's no value to it. You already know what the rigor is to continue to get precise, detailed, measurable, clear, make sure your soul aligned with your spirit guides and your higher self as to whether or not this is a goal you want to pursue. You already learned that those are the mechanics of setting a well-formed goal that is going to be achieved. Does everybody understand what I just said?
Right. Yep.
Yes.
Yes. So there's no value in saying, no, I didn't make my goal, if you haven't. What is valuable in something of this nature, this kind of course, is the fact that you jumped in the boat and you started rowing and you kept self-correcting and you did therefore achieve a goal, which is that you are breaking down the outcome into smaller benchmark notations kind of thing. And that's all that matters. All that matters for my purpose and for this course is that you learn the mechanics of partnering with your spirit guides to accomplish something and to learn about yourself as to what throws you off track, what gets you back on track, and what lets you know that you're on the wrong track to be on to begin with, right?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That is why I pursue a series of classes and courses that I put out where we are going for a goal, because the point is to create your life, learn about who you are and how you show up, learn how to manage yourself when you're not being the kind of person that you need to be to accomplish that goal, and then finally, to give yourself a win. And giving yourself a win, I mean, I don't really think I need to explain that. It's essential for us to know that we win, correct?
Okay, yeah.
So that's my answer. Now, if I were a financial CEO or CFO of a company, and we needed to have, you know, real hard-lined, measurable financial goals met each month or else we'd lose this, that, or the other thing, that's different. That's different. But that is not what these courses are about. These courses are creating what you want, being the person that you have to be to get what you want, and learning whatever tools are going to help you get there. That's what my work with anybody is about, right?
Yes.
Okay, well, on that note, I want you to know that this has been a tremendous experience for me because I have not taught spirit guide work in a group before. I do it, obviously, one-on-one, et cetera, but I was told to offer this course. And the fact that you all ran with it and got benefits from it is very satisfying for me personally and in terms of my mission. And also for me to watch you all and for you to watch each other just get more enjoyment from life and appreciation of oneself and appreciation of one's life journey, it just doesn't get much better than that. You know?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And so that's what I want to say in closing. The other is that I, once again, I'm going to reach out to each of you to do a verbal testimony. I'm gathering up these testimonies, and I'm going to see how I'm going to use them. But I, if it's okay with you, I'll send you all emails and find out what might be a good time for us to do what we've done in the past, which is just to get on my recording line, and I'll ask you some questions, and you'll go ahead and say your experience. And if you don't want to do it, that's fine, but I'll do it through the email system. Okay, everybody, you'll put your new goals in the Facebook group. I'll get the recording up tonight of today's final session. It's not going to have any edited excerpts. If you want to review what your homework is in terms of putting it in the Facebook group, it's like, you know, an hour and 45 minutes, an hour and 50 minutes into the recording. And that's it from me, and I love you all. You know I do.
And we
you. We know that, you. Sasha. We love you, too.
Love you, too.
Okay, thank you, thank you. Have a wonderful evening. God bless.
Bye, everybody.
Bye. Bye.